Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ebling and You. It's been a pleasure to be here with my dear friend John Schitzky tonight. And, boy, we've covered a lot of ground, almost 2 hours, John, so it's been a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to this last segment, though. Tom Crawford is with us, and everyone should know that Tom and Jack Ebling have a regular Saturday morning sports show where they cover just about everything across the board in sports. And I particularly like Tom has spent a good part of his professional career out promoting high school sports. So we're really pleased to have Tom to be here tonight. And Tom, a great night in that we're going to hope you're going to give us some insight onto the Williamston Hortons to see if they can win the their first high school championship.
Yeah, Kelly and John, how are you doing? Really glad to be on with you guys, and privileged to be on a couple ex-Spartan athletes that I admire what you accomplished in the athletic field and obviously in the business world. But tonight, indeed, is a big night for the Williamson Hornets. This is a very talented team we're seeing. I think they're gonna. I think they got an excellent chance of knocking off Grand Rapids Catholic. And think about it, guys. We haven't had a state champion here as good as high school football has been here in Greater Lansing. We haven't had a state champion since the 2000 Grand Ledge Comets. So we're all cheering for the Hornets tonight. And I think we're going to have to watch it on either tape delay or listen to it on the radio somewhere because I think they're going to be delaying it. But maybe I'll just kind of be in my bunker and maybe watch college basketball and then tune on at 10 o'clock and watch it like it's live.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certainly there's plenty of sports the last few days, isn't there, Tom? You know, if you were, we had some updates as we've been on the show here the last couple hours. Unbelievable that that Auburn would come back and catch Alabama there at the end, and that certainly has a great impact on the BCS, or certainly would have if Auburn would have lost. But a couple more games coming up tomorrow that all impact on where our Spartans could end up at.
Yeah, and I'm gonna ask you guys point blank questions as ex Spartan athletes. Are you cheering for the Wolverines tomorrow?
Tom, I tell you what, I have to say this. Of course we are.
All right.
Are you kidding? I mean, we're one state, you know, and one body. And when it comes down to football, you know, when we play against each other, you know, that's one day. But I tell you what, I'm from Ohio. And, yes, in fact, I'm cheering for Michigan.
All right. Well, you know. Yeah. I'm not going to embarrass John, but I still remember sitting down in Michigan Stadium in 1972 in that 10-0 game. John, you remember that game, the real hard knock. Yeah. And I swear to God, I must have heard John Schinsky's name over the PA announcer every other tackle. I do remember that very well. So you know what tough defense is like in the Big Ten. And I'd like to get your perception, both of you guys, ex-Spartan football players. What is the deal with Michigan? Take your green and white hats off and even the anti-Michigan, if you have whatever the situation is in that regard. What do you think Michigan should do as far as their coaching situation with David Brandon making a decision?
Well, I'll take that one first, Tom. You know, I agree with John. You know, and I anticipated your question. I think we have to root for Michigan tomorrow because the impact it'll have on our Spartans. And but you know what? Bo Schembechler is not rolling over. He's doing flips in his grave these days because, frankly, they're playing no defense. And they certainly have potential. They have two of the best quarterbacks around and a very young team. And, frankly, to play the lack of defense, and I know they've got a young team right now, but you know, they just it isn't Michigan. It isn't representative of what the University of Michigan has been over the years, and Michigan State Spartans have to be certain that each year it's going to be a competitive game no matter what. No matter what the records are, it's going to be a competitive game. But you know what? I think they need to make a coaching change.
I agree.
Well, you too. What do you think on that, John?
I agree, but I have to tell you that you know, it takes a lot for a set of players to be able to maintain their momentum and to be able to maintain that mental strength and attitude to make it through a season when you have these difficult times. I can tell you this. There were times when I was playing at Michigan State when our offense wasn't very good. And our defense was, at one point, our defense was on the field for, I think, one game, you know, almost 45 minutes. You know, we're on the field mostly the whole time. Our offense would just go in and four, you know, three plays, kick, and they're off the field. So I think I know what it takes, a lot of mental determination to be able to make it through a season. I got to give Michigan a lot of credit for, you know, having a winning record during the course of this year. But I do think that there's going to have to be some major changes there.
Yeah, I do too, and I also want your perception. Obviously, your alma mater, your former players, Michigan State. You got to feel really great. This is a great first opportunity since 1990 that Michigan State can win a share of the Big Ten title. What do you think your chances are up at Happy Valley tomorrow?
You know, it's going to be a tough game. I think that Penn State has shown signs this year that they are a very good team, and we're on the road. We have never won since Coach Bulla was coaching there in 1965, and so, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think our Spartans can rise to the occasion. I think that we have a very talented team overall, and I think under the leadership of Coach D'Antonio and the heart that these kids have been showing, I think that it will be a very good game.
I think, Tom, every great team has to be tested, and I think probably the greatest vulnerability and challenges of this particular team is being able to go into a hornet's nest in another university and play just as they did in Iowa. I think we recognize that when they went to Iowa, they just weren't playing together. They couldn't have that same type of game where the first half they'd fall behind, and the second half they'd pick it up. But I really believe this team has character. I think it's something that all of the coaching staff has developed in them. I'm looking for them to be able to deal with that issue tomorrow in Happy Valley. I think they're going to come out and be strong. There is no question that Penn State is a good team. There's no question that Penn State is, you know, playing at home is going to be a major, major factor. But I think our Spartans have an opportunity to win again, the most games ever in the history of Michigan State in one season, you know. And at the same time, Michigan State has only won 10 games two times in the history of Michigan State in 1965 and 1999.
Right.
So this is a great opportunity for us to make history.
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins, I just have a gut feeling he's going to come out. I still remember him playing a couple of years ago up there at State College and being very calm. He's a very confident kid, great leader. And I think he's going to be the difference tomorrow, guys. I'm not a Sparty fan, but I think they're going to pull this thing out tomorrow for some reason.
Well, we got a lot of skilled players throughout there, and they have everything on the line that they've worked so hard for. So our Spartan fans here, we're going to be cheering them on. So we hope for a great day. But a great day of football. We'll be watching. We have great time. We're going to cheer on the Wolverines. We're going to cheer on the Spartans all at the same time. So, Tom, thank you so much. We'll be listening to tomorrow morning. What time are you on in the morning on Saturday?
8 to 11, guys. And we're going to have Jack calling in from State College. Dave Benton will be by my side. Long Scott Accuracy, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on tonight, guys.
Fantastic. Tom, thank you.
Fantastic.
Take care. Good
luck. So, well, John, here we are the second time having this opportunity to fill in for Jack. You know, I think we both said we better keep our day jobs overall, but this has been a lot of fun, and particularly for me to have this chance to be with you and to share these 2 hours.
Same here, Kelly. There's not another person I respect more than Kelly Dean.
Well, John, you're too nice, but I appreciate it. And, you know, we've had some great guests today. We really should thank. I know that we had some very special people with Joe DeLamelier and Joan Jackson Johnson. And how about Bill Ballinger, as we started out today, giving us his perspective of our great state of Michigan.
Great people. We had Dr. Charlie Sinkovich. We appreciate his perspective on head injuries and so on. Coach Bulla, you know, with his great family, Tom Crawford, a great group of people. I wish we had more time. There's so much more we'd like to share with you.
And Scott, thank you to you as our producer. You've led us through there. And our assistant, our statistician today, Patricia McConnell, did a great job. She got away from the MSU volleyball team. Thanks to everybody. Thank you, Jack. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you next week. Thanks for Ebling and you.